John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I've got to tell you guys, when this album came out, the stories that circled around it, the things that people were making up about it were absolutely intense. And if there's anybody who can explain any of this to us, it's our good buddy Chris Epting, author and musicologist. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, John and team. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good.
Great.
We're doing good. We're talking about Aqualung. You know what? I knew that the song really became popular when I was walking through a supermarket who was playing a Muzak version of Aqualung. And I'm like, really? Are they trying to hip themselves up this much?
That's funny. To your point, though, when this came out, yeah, it was much talked about. And this was back in the days when people didn't know if, like, Ian Anderson was Jethro Tull. Remember how, like,
right.
People would think the name of the band was the name of the guy and
right.
All that sort of thing? The cover shot was actually a painting based on Ian Anderson, which even gave more credence to it because it looked like Ian Anderson because it was Ian Anderson. Mm-hmm. And so people thought that was, quote, Jethro Tull. At that point, of course, the only other Jethro we knew was Jethro Bodine, the Beverly Hillbillies. So kind of weird. But yeah, this tune, I think it's my favorite Tull song. And it was actually based on a homeless man. Ian Anderson's wife, Jenny, was a photographer. And she had shot a bunch of homeless guys on the streets in the UK. He was really taken with that. It inspired the song title. She actually co-wrote the lyrics with him, which I thought was really interesting, was the title Aqualung. Ian Anderson felt like the guy's voice, the homeless guy's voice, that one of the people he saw on the street, sounded like they were speaking from underwater. Remember the show Sea Hunt?
Yeah, sure.
In the 60s with Lloyd. It was sort of Lloyd Bridges.
Lloyd Bridges, yeah. Yep.
He was a fan of that show, Ian Anderson, that is, and he noticed that, you know, these sea divers used a thing called Aqualung, and he thought that would be a cool name for the song, because it reminded him of the voice of this homeless guy. What he didn't know is that Aqualung, there was an actual company, it was a brand name, and they sued him
when
the record came out for using the name, you know? Like Kleenex or something, or Band-Aids, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. Well, Scuba Man wouldn't have worked, so.
But that's what it was like. He thought it was sort of a generic name for scuba gear. I mean, thankfully, the case was eventually dropped. They managed to work it out. But it remains. And I think what also makes this song so cool was one of the first times we heard, like, the filter, that telephone filter,
uh-huh.
You know, that became popular after. It's sort of like the first time you hear a talk box back in the early 70s. It was such a weird sound to hear on the radio, and it's just a beautifully produced record and one of the, you know, great riffs of all time and just an all-time classic.
It's not Long Song Wednesday, but what the hell, we'll throw this on. It's Aqualung from Jethro Tull, a.k.a. Ian Anderson, who's not Jethro Tull. He's Chris Epting, and we're Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.